8. As I was finishing up Veronica's surveys, something enormous blazed through my senses, and as I turned my head towards the disturbance, I realized something absolutely fucking massive was careening through my system. Only this thing wasn't a Tartaran. "Veronica, are you getting this?" I said, even though I was already fixing it with my godly sense. "Sort of. It's definitely some kind of massive incoming object," she replied, as I teleported to the object hurtling toward my system like a kicked soccer ball. "Holy shit," I said, as my eyes fell over what could only be described as a fucking Death Star. Or Cybertron. Something fucking robotic. It looked like it had once been spherical, except a part of it looked like it had been caved in, and starlight was spewing out of it, making it look almost like a giant metal-headed comet. "Well, this throws everything off," Veronica mumbled. "'Cause that thing looks man-made." "I'd say so," I said, as I gazed down on what looked like the skin of a giant spherical spaceship. Only that didn't feel like the right word, because this felt more like an artificial planet, except for the whole spewing sunlight thing. "I wondered when you would find it," Rhapsody said, as she popped into existence beside me. That was also when I realized time had stopped completely. I could tell, because the light streaming out of the sphere had ceased to move. "You did?" I said, as I turned toward the goddess and realized it wasn't her. Well, not really her, anyway. It was her avatar. "How did I know? Well, I was a god." "Yes," the avatar of the most beautiful goddess in the universe said. "I am glad you found it," she grinned. "After all, wormholes are pesky things. Who knows when one will appear to swallow something up and then where it will spit it out again?" She winked at me. "Right." I think I grasped her meaning. This thing had come from somewhere, and Rhapsody had conveniently opened a few wormholes to get it to me. "What is the it, exactly?" I gestured at the giant hulk of metal. "Like, how is that even a thing?" "How it exists will make perfect sense once you examine it further. Who knows what you will find out once you really try to pry its secrets out of it?" She nodded. "Though I suspect you have the wrong cat girl looking at it. You need to show this to your engineer." "Okay, I'll do that." I crossed my arms. "Anything else?" "I cannot tell you more, nor tell you why it is here," she said with a smile. "Rules and all." Then she gave me an infuriating wink and vanished completely. "Garrett, are you okay?" Veronica's slightly panicked voice ricocheted inside my brain as I caught up to real time in an instant. "Yeah. Say, can you get Jody?" I said as I stared down at the hulking metal monstrosity. "Maybe she knows what the fuck this is."
"I'll get her," Veronica said. "Just a second."
"Great," I said, as I turned my attention back toward the whatever it was. Right. Okay. So, the first order of business was to stop it before it crashed into something important and, I don't know, obliterated a planet. I swooped in toward it, and as I did, some sort of low-energy field smacked into me like a fucking radioactive sledgehammer. My head screamed in pain, and my senses went into overdrive as molten magma surged through my veins. But I was a god,
and I could handle a little pain. I gritted my teeth and allowed time to sort of slow down around me. I couldn't stop it completely like Rhapsody had, a fact that was not lost on me because that hadn't even been her, just her avatar. So I did the best I could, which still let me slow it down considerably. Once that was done, I was able to regain my senses. The sphere seemed to be emitting that strange field outward in a cone that reminded me of, well, a broken net. "Perfect," I mumbled to myself as I reoriented my position to avoid the edges of the electro-net thing, and once I was past it, the pain went away, and I was able to think clearly. Which was good, because the trajectory of the metal ball was going to send it slamming into Hades. That would be bad, because if it hit Hades and exploded, there might be enough energy to kick off a thermonuclear reaction that would prematurely turn Hades into a star that would expend its limited life rather quickly before turning into a huge disaster that enveloped my system when it died. I had to stop it, which I already kinda sorta was gonna do anyway. I focused on my aura and then let it infuse me with strength. This was going to be a little difficult, because there wasn't actually anything to brace myself against as I pressed my hands against its metal shell. It was also doubly hard, because I had to be careful how I pushed on it, because, given that I was man-sized and this thing was the size of a star, well, it would be easy for me to exert too much force in too small a surface area and punch a hole in it. So, instead of just pushing against it like Superman did in the movies and comics, I had to do a series of quick taps all over its surface at breakneck speed. Then, I began summoning creatures and directing them to push on the skin of the sphere also. Truth be told, I wound up pulling out very nearly my maximum amount of summons and having us all push on it with God strength at once to stop the sphere. "Phew," I said, as I wiped my brow a few femtoseconds later. "That was close." I quickly dismissed my summons, so I'd have more aura for myself, and then circled the metal ball again. A few quick sweeps around it let me know that while it was still moving, it wasn't moving so quickly that it would do any damage to anything anytime soon. Even still, I resolved to put it into some kind of orbit once I figured out why there was starlight pouring from it. And as I settled myself in front of the spot where sunlight breached its metallic surface, I heard a sharp intake of breath in my ear.
"Oh my God, how the fuck did you find a Dyson sphere?"
Jody screamed in my ear.
"A what?" I said, a bit confused. "Dyson sphere? Really?
I need to come down there right now."
Jody hyperventilated in my ear.
"I need to get all up inside her this instant."
I literally felt her stare at me, despite being in a whole other star system, however many zillion miles away.
"Please, Garrett, I need it so bad."
"I'm not sure that's possible," I hedged as I stared down at what I now knew was a star-sized Dyson sphere. On the one hand, that was pretty damn cool, but on the other hand, I hadn't actually known one could be built. Even in Terraforma, I'd never actually heard of one getting crafted. Though there had been that one raid where I'd thrown a pair of planets at a partially completed Dyson sphere, and the resulting explosion atomized an entire galaxy. Even then, the thing hadn't been close to being completed, though. In my defense, though, the dudes building it were an army of giant space ants bent on turning the rest of the universe into food. Still, I had always been sad I hadn't been able to recover the plans.
"How can it not be possible?"
Jody squealed so loudly that I actually cringed.
You're a fucking god! Do god things and make it so!
Then it sounded like she snapped her fingers at me.
Snappy, snappy!
Did you just snap your fingers at me? I asked, as I raised an eyebrow, though she couldn't see it. Because if you did, I would like to remind you that I'm your boss. I let the silence hang in the air between us.
Sorry.
The red-headed catgirl rockstar scientist mewled. I accept your apology, I said, as I moved to the surface of the sphere and tapped on it with my boot. I can try to bring you here, but I actually don't have the power to let you live in the void of space. Also, there's the matter of the sunlight streaming out. Like, these edges are pretty hot.
Can you move closer and tell me if it seems like the sphere is actually venting? I'm willing to bet that whoever designed this thing expected holes to get punched in it. So they would have bulkheads set up to seal off the damaged area. Otherwise, the whole thing would have been destroyed.
I'm not sure, but you can tell me, I said, as I moved into the breached area. Up close, it really did look like someone had just punctured it with a massive blunt object, but, at least to me, it looked like Jody was right. The area around the breach looked to be sealed.
Yeah, it was as I suspected. The inside area should be fine.
Jody paused.
Are you sensing life in there?
No, I said with a shake of my head as I used my godly senses one more time. Maybe whatever was on it died with the breach?
Or maybe it was unmanned?
Jody offered with an excited explosion of sound. Could be. I rubbed my chin. So how do we get you here?
My personal shield is plenty good enough to deal with space and such, especially once I'm inside the Dyson sphere.
I heard a whiz and a bang through the link.
I just need you to get me from the Hall of Mirrors to the Dyson sphere.
Oh, why didn't you say that? I'll be there in a second, I said, as I teleported to the Hall of Mirrors and found Jody peering out at me from the one that led to the Hall of Research. A moment later, she appeared in front of me, clad in her battle attire, which was basically a chainmail bikini, so yeah, pluses and minuses.
Man, I always hate having my molecules mixed up and then put back together again,
Jody said as she stuck out her tongue. Then she licked the back of her wrist and used it to smooth back a lock of red hair that had fallen into her face.
But it's worth it to see the Dyson sphere.
She did a little bounce of glee.
Take me.
She offered me her elbow. Don't mind if I do, I replied, as I took her arm in mine and then teleported us back to the surface of the Dyson sphere. Is it everything you hoped for and more? Her words drifted off as her eyes got as wide as saucers. Then she dropped to her knees next to me, and while I knew I wasn't about to get one of my most favorite things, that didn't stop the thought from drifting through my head.
This is amazing, Garrett.
She ran her hand along the surface of the sphere before she popped to her feet.
Let's go inside.
Right. I rubbed the back of my neck. I have no idea how to do that.
You can't, like...
She waved her hands by way of explanation.
I don't know, teleport us inside?
You know, I can, in fact, do that. I nodded once as I focused my godly senses on the part of the sphere directly below our feet. And though it took a lot more aura than I expected, I was able to put together a rudimentary picture of the area. Give me a second. I wasn't sure what would happen if I teleported myself inside a solid steel wall or something. But if it was anything like Terra Forma, a whole lot of nothing would happen. Teleporting Jody inside a steel wall, on the other hand, well, let's just say I didn't relish the idea of turning her into raspberry jam.
Sure.
I didn't hear the rest of Jody's words because I'd already teleported inside the hulking metal monstrosity. The first thing I noticed, apart from the fact I wasn't stuck in a wall, was that it was dark. Part of me had expected the inside of it to be well lit, or at least to light up when I appeared thanks to some automation. That wasn't the case at all. The reasonably large hallway in which I stood was totally dark, and a quick sniff of whatever passed for air in here tasted dead. In fact, when I scanned the area with my godly senses, I found that everything around me was completely inert.
"What do you see, Garrett?"
Jody asked rather excitedly. "A whole lot of nothing," I replied, as I mentally mapped out the area so I could teleport back inside without worry. Then I teleported next to the cat girl. "It's too dark, and it looks like it's been completely shut down. I mean, I've seen wrecks in Terra Forma that had more life than whatever was in there."
"That is odd,"
Jody said, her cat eyes full of curiosity.
"I wonder why that happens, since it could still get powered by the star."
"I'm not sure," I said as I held out my hand. "But I can take you inside now." I tapped my temple with my free hand. I mapped it out.
"So, you can take me inside?"
Jody asked. And when I nodded, she turned her attention to her communicator.
"Veronica, can you patch into my scanners too?"
"I've already done that," Veronica replied sheepishly.
"In fact, here you go."
There was a ping from Jody's cat ears, and then her eyes glazed momentarily, and I realized Veronica had sent her something.
"What you saw makes no sense, Garrett. It should definitely be able to power up,"
Jody said as she took my hand.
"And I aim to figure out why it isn't."
"That's what I pay you for," I said with a grin, and teleported before she could complain about her rate of pay. Not that she did, really.
"Great Pantherians above,"
Jody said with a gasp as she looked around the darkened hallway.
"This is amazing. I never thought I'd see something like this."
She swallowed hard.
"It's not even supposed to exist."
"What specifically?" I asked as she took a step forward and ran her hand over the seal on the wall in front of us. "Because, I mean, Dyson spheres in general aren't supposed to exist." I hadn't noticed it before, but now that Jody was touching it, well, it was hard to ignore, because it looked like one of those velociraptors from Jurassic Park with an eye patch and a cigar wearing space marine armor. Only that armor had some sweet pauldrons covered with wicked spikes.
"No. This is much more than that."
She turned and looked right at me.
"See, when my people were just kittens, we dreamed of conquering the stars."
She smacked her hand with her fist.
"And yet we've never managed to create anything like this. But somehow, here we are in an actual Dyson sphere that was built by space lizards."
She pointed at the seal.
"Space lizards."
"I mean, aliens can look different." I shrugged as I looked around. "Do you think they are here?" I gestured at the hulking Dyson sphere. Like maybe they're in cryo-sleep or something. There had definitely been instances in Terra Forma where I'd come across things like that. It seemed unlikely that I wouldn't sense them, but given that their weird energy shield had actually hurt me a lot while in God form, who knew what else they could do? I mean, they had built a Dyson sphere, after all.
If they are, I'll find them.
She tapped her fingers on the seal.
There is no power at all here.
Her ears twitched.
At least nothing my ears can pick up. I agree with the lack of power,
Veronica chimed in.
Also, don't take the space lizard stuff seriously. There was a Saturday morning cartoon with evil space dragons.
I literally heard Veronica's eye roll.
Jody was quite fond of it, and the intrepid hero who battled them.
Do not speak ill of Felinus!
Jody snarled as she pointed at the symbol.
Like, how does that not remind you of the Space Dracon?
I'm not saying it doesn't, Veronica laughed. But you should focus on the task at hand. Just because it doesn't seem to be powered up doesn't mean there's nothing to worry about.
Don't worry about me,
Jody said with a grin.
I'm fantastic. After all, I never thought I would be standing in a Dyson sphere.
Jody smiled at me, and I simply took a moment to take a good look at her beauty. The chainmail bikini always took a second to get used to. Not that I was complaining. I mean, I wasn't sure how I'd gotten lucky enough to be surrounded by so many good-looking people. I felt okay saying that because Gobta wasn't here, and even though I liked him, Gobta was not a good-looking hobgoblin.
Man, I can't wait to figure this thing out.
She gestured up at the massive structure, built to gather and harvest the sun's energy.
I mean, I have no idea how you lucked into finding this. My hats are off to you, truly. But we're going to have to make some upgrades to get this thing going again. And we're going to need to mine some of these planets for their minerals to use. The amount of time we have saved by already having a mostly built one of these is exponential and cannot be overstated. But we still have a lot of work to do.
Is there anything you want me to do? I asked, and Jody shrugged.
Not really,
she shrugged again.
I mean, I need to walk this entire thing and check it out.
She pointed at a wall.
I mean, I don't even know what kind of metal that is.
She paused a beat.
Do you, Veronica?
No, the scans are coming up inconclusive.
Veronica sighed.
I think it might actually be some kind of synthetic polymer. Any chance you can bring me some to analyze here?
I suppose I could do that. I should probably check on Gobta as well. I glanced at Jody, who was already breaking out her kit and busily scanning the hallway around us. Are you sure you will be okay here by yourself?
Actually,
Jody looked over at me.
Could you send me your Hudson? That way, if I need someone to do something dangerous, he can do it instead of me?
That I can do. I took a moment to reach out to the Amorphi priest, who was back in the halls of research. You busy?
No, my liege. How can I be of assistance?
Hudson's voice was cheery even through the link.
Do you need a back rub? I've been perfecting my technique, after all.
No thanks, I said. I'll be fine without a back rub. I actually have something else for you to do.
What is it, my liege?
He practically bounced from foot to foot with excitement. Are you busy? I asked, even though I could have just told him what to do. Something about that felt like a dick move.
I am not. Queenie and I were just working on our fist bump.
There was a sound, and I realized he was talking to Queenie.
But it is not yet ready.
Right. Okay. I'm going to summon you to me. I did just that, and a second later, he appeared next to me.
Hello!
He gushed as he looked around.
What is this place, my liege?
The remains of an advanced civilization, I said with a shrug. I think.
It's the greatest technological find of the, well, ever.
Jody said with her hands on her hips.
Right, which is why we need your help.
I gestured at Jody.
Stick with Jody here. Do whatever she tells you to do, and most importantly, keep her safe.
I gave him a serious look.
I'm counting on you. You can count on me, my liege.
Hudson looked over at Jody and went for a fist bump.
Jody, would you like to fist bump me? Queenie and I have our own fun one, but I bet we could make our own, too.
Jody rolled her eyes and began walking to another part within the sphere.
No, I'm good.
I'll be back faster than two shakes of a cat's whisker, I said as she rolled her eyes again. Then I teleported back outside, ripped off a chunk of the shell from the ragged bits by the star, and teleported to the Hall of Mirrors so I could deliver it to Veronica in the Halls of Research.